Thank you and good morning. The Board of Supervisors meets today. It's expected the board will award the contract for the construction of the new juvenile hall replacement project. It will take a 4/5 vote to award the contract, and the lowest bidder is a firm from Riverside, Hal Hayes Construction, whose bid came in at $2 million less than a Danko Builders bid and a few hundred thousand dollars less than a bid from the Pearson Company. Hal Hayes Construction submitted a bid of $15.3 million, with the county kicking in another $2.3 million in matching funds. The supervisors must award a contract before the state will proceed with its portion of the funding. The board is also expected to approve a budget adjustment for the County Drug Task Force for $50,000 that will be used to reimburse the City of Eureka for a property custodian. The city and the Drug Task Force have an MOU for the property custodian position, and the transfer comes from the task force budget. The supervisors will also approve the annual MOU between the county and the participating agencies on the County Drug Task Force, Eureka, Arcata, Fortuna PDs, along with the CHP and the DA's office. A man who was shot in the leg by another man during a violent altercation in Petrolia last week has been released from the hospital and booked into county jail. 50-year-old Patrick Harris was seen attacking a woman with a length of rebar at the BLM campground last Tuesday before a second man intervened and shot Harris in the leg. The shooter called 911 to report the incident, and Harris was arrested by deputies and taken to the hospital. He was booked for attempted murder with bail set at $500,000.
A 58-year-old man was arrested on drug charges after Drug Task Force agents served a search warrant at a residence on Greta Lane in Bryceland on Friday night. During the search, agents confiscated more than 140 grams of heroin, 200 grams of meth, more than 360 grams of butane honey oil, and discovered a hash lab operation, along with $4,100 in cash. Carl Hochstadt was arrested for possession of a controlled substance for sale, as well as operating a chemical extraction lab.
There are red flag warnings across the interior of the region as hot, dry weather continues along the north coast and the fire danger remains extreme. To the north, CAL FIRE and Oregon Department of Forestry personnel are mopping up a small fire that burned at least three homes along with outbuildings in the small border community of Selma along Highway 199. Oregon State Police have arrested a transient in connection with the 50-acre blaze. It's believed his campfire led to that wildfire. Sheriff's deputies in Lake County, along with CAL FIRE investigators and the Lake County DA's office, have arrested a man for arson, including for setting the Clayton Fire, which has torn through the town of Lower Lake and destroyed more than 170 structures. 40-year-old Damon Palschuk was booked yesterday on 17 counts of arson, and CAL FIRE Director Chief Kem Pimlott said in a statement that Mr. Palschuk has committed a horrific crime, and we will seek prosecution to the fullest extent of the law. The fire has burned more than 4,000 acres, and more than 1,600 personnel have been assigned. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The news that five local engine companies have returned home after being dispatched to assist on the Sobranos fire in Monterey County will come as a relief to those who have been putting in extra shifts since they left. Humboldt Bay Fire Chief Bill Gillespie said on Talk Shop that his department does not budget for the fire season because they are not needed every year, and that the state covers the costs of regular time and overtime incurred by the crews dispatched to the fire line.
Some agencies do pack in strike team response. We don't, because you don't know year for year whether you're going to see it. What it does for us, if the crew that's out is on overtime, the state's paying the overtime covering that crew. If they're on regular time, that money's coming back to cover for the people that are filling in for those that are on regular time being gone.
It's not just a fiscal issue when personnel are assigned to mutual aid duties elsewhere. The holes left must be filled to ensure the department can provide adequate cover for the city.
The crews on the engines are gone, so you're backfilling behind them. You've got duty officers gone, so those that are at home pick up extra shifts. We know in the summertime, normal year, the state burns. We help out in other areas, and part of it's so that we know that something happens here, people are coming back our way too. We're helping out where we can. They're going to be helping us someday too.
Gillespie described the essence of mutual aid and why it's such an important tool for local departments. And with another major fire burning across Lake County, those county strike teams could be back on the road in the coming days. And that's the news on this Tuesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.